This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
COVID cases are surging even among people who have been vaccinated, but public health experts say we're not close to achieving herd immunity. Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association says this virus is constantly changing.
If we don't have herd immunity around the world, then what coronavirus does is really take it another step with a variant.
He says each version of COVID is a little bit different, so even if we reach herd immunity to Omicron, there will likely be another variant around the corner. And there is so much global travel, he says, it's hard to keep COVID contained. The one remaining legal challenge to the Texas 6-week abortion ban will now be heard by the all-Republican Texas Supreme Court. This was the decision of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on Monday. Abortion providers in Texas were hoping the case would be sent back to a federal district court in Austin, where they've had success. Amy Hagstrom-Miller, the CEO of Whole Women's Health, says they're running out of legal options to stop the state's 6-week abortion ban.
But moving on from holding my breath that I'm going to get some kind of justice from this back and forth game that the Supreme Court and the Fifth Circuit are playing here.
Anti-abortion groups are celebrating the decision. There's now a section on the Texas Secretary of State's website where you can check the status of your ballot if you're voting by mail. Lawmakers passed a bill in the last session creating the new digital tool. It's under the My Voter Portal tab. Chelsea Wade has more.
Deadline to register to vote in the March primary is January 31st. The last day to apply for a ballot by mail is February 18th. Early voting runs from February 14th through the 25th. Chelsea Wade, TSN News.
A senior law enforcement official has confirmed that Malik Faisal Ikram, the man investigators say took four people hostage inside a Colleyville synagogue on Saturday, was shot by the FBI's hostage rescue team. It's still unclear how many shots were fired or whether there was an exchange of gunfire between Ikram and the FBI agents. An internal review of the shooting is underway, which is standard procedure. Adam Luck, the chairman of the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board, has resigned at the request of Governor Kevin Stitt. Luck said in his resignation letter that he was resigning so the governor could appoint someone more supportive of the death penalty. A new state law goes into effect today that is designed to protect outdoor pets. Heavy chains to restrain dogs are now prohibited. Also required by the new law are provisions requiring dog owners to provide adequate shelter from rain, sleet, hail, snow, high winds, and extreme high and low temperatures. A restrained dog must also have 10 feet of space for movement. State troopers are investigating a crash on I-30 about 20 miles from New Boston early Sunday morning that killed a woman and seriously injured three juvenile males. Troopers say 58-year-old Connie Sparrow of Bowie County lost control on an icy bridge, causing the vehicle to hit the concrete side rails. All occupants were ejected from the car and transported to the hospital, where Sparrow later died. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.